at the International Poultry Expo. The first person I have the opportunity to speak with is Charlie Arnault. And Charlie, probably a lot of people know who you are, but tell us first of all a little bit about yourself and your company.
I'm here today representing the Center for Food Integrity, which is a national nonprofit organization dedicated to building consumer trust in today's food system, speaking at the Novus Luncheon.
What kind of message do you have? I think I might have heard that you are going to present some information for like a recent survey or study.
That's exactly right. And the title of the presentation is From the Lab to the Dinner Table. And the conversation is really about how do we take all of the scientific information, all of the data generated by the terrific scientists that are here, and convert that into information that is relevant and meaningful to consumers. Because what we've learned from our consumer research is that they're not really all that interested in the science. What they're really interested in is knowing that the people who are producing the food for consumers and their families are committed to producing it in a responsible way. That it will be safe, they'll take good care of the environment, they'll care for the animals, and they'll make sure that they do that in a responsible way.
So did you find some channels of communication or methods that you would recommend in order to accomplish this?
We did. Over the last several years, we've been working on some specific messages based on how we communicate shared values, and then we tested a number of those that are now available in a document called Messages That Matter on the Food Integrity website for those in agriculture to download and begin to use. So we know at the 90% confidence level that these specific messages around food safety, animal care, nutrition, and the responsible use of technology and innovation will actually begin to enhance consumer trust and confidence.
So with this group that's here, what do you want them to take away from your presentation?
Really a different way of thinking about how we engage. I mean, historically what we've done in agriculture is we've talked about the science, and we hope that being science-based will be sufficient to protect our interests. What we know is that that's not the case. We don't abandon science. We have to have science, but it needs to play a different role in how we communicate. Let me give you an illustration. So for animal welfare, constructing a values-based message supported by science would sound something like, as a farmer, I have an ethical obligation to make sure the animals on my farm are well cared for. Then support it with the science. That's why we've chosen to use today's modern systems that allow us to keep the animals in climate-controlled environment and fed an optimal nutritional diet, which allows us to make sure that they're healthy and provide safe food for you and your family. Then you can add economics. That also allows us to make sure that food is affordable and allows me to continue to provide a living for me and my family so I can contribute to my local community. But it's about that values-based communication first, then supporting it with science, and not confusing scientific justification with ethical verification.
How about from the aspect of the communications technology we've got now? Because the buzzword in the ag industry certainly has been all about social media.
Absolutely. And what we found in our survey for the first time ever, Chuck, was the primary source of information for consumers on food-related issues is online. Where historically it's been local TV, in 2010, for the first time ever, the dominant source for information is online. So then the question becomes, how do we continue to connect and engage with consumers online in a way that's meaningful? And so that's the next challenge. That's the next researchable question on which we're working, is to identify specifically ways to engage with consumers online around food and food production issues in a way that builds their trust.
Well, I'm looking forward to your presentation here to this Novus Luncheon, which is taking place here on kind of like the kickoff day before the whole trade show starts at International Poultry Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.